Again, the current daf masech is about the daf chavdal. Begin with alv. Begin with hazmat. Begin with zigmar. Of avni meluim kisiv. Oh, it says what above. The how the arba that it goes and mix it back together again. So the pesach quench is mashma. Quench Rashi. It sounds like that. This is a pasuk that this pasuk veikuli truma, where it says veikuli truma. That is, where it says all the different items. Which veikichu, like we're saying, you have to buy it from. You have to get it from the Jewish people. And the Gemara reject. It says no, Avnei Shaim have sick Indian. That no, you could buy Avnei Shaim from non-Jew from Dam and the Sina because it says it without above. So it's stopping. It's not connected to via kichul li truma. Then the Gemara asks. It says wait, Avnei Malum Ksiv. It says with above the Hada Arve that it goes and mixes it back together again. That is Shagam Avnei Shaim Nikubehem via kichul. That should also be included. How they buy it from Dam and the Sina. So it says, but it's a wonder because the other bus of the Chesiv Avnei Shaim. Once it says Avnei Shaim, without a vav, has again to interrupt. Like Eichlab Shum vav, but Pesukim, that's it. No more vav. You can't vav. Any later vav is going to now re-include what he already interrupted with. Like Kasha, another difficulty is Eichashvin Eidav Mikrois B'chia Gavna. If you're going to say, okay, yeah, subsequent vav is going to be considered like now everything is mixed back together what said previously. Imkin, that's the case. Paragam the Shulz of Yudam and Avdut Nan. The Mishnah teacher Meir Omei says, Kol Asim Kaparas and Shava. All the egos, they all have the same atonement. The Gemara says, "Where do you know this from?" The Chesiv, and the fact that this sire with a vav, so they're all the same; they all tone for the same things. Parak the Gemara asks, "Atzeres v'mikipurim, what do you do with Shavuos and Mikipurim? Like Chesiv who visar doesn't say with a vav." Michael, what are you going to say? So on that side, so my parak, what's the Gemara asking? Hakim in the Besukas the Basrei, since what afterwards it says by Sukas Chesiv visar, so nami hadarvi, so that it should include them anyways, even though they don't have a vav. So the difference is, rather, it seems the high ma'isa, the Dam ben Nesina, this story with Dam ben Nesina, laba Avnei Shaim habit, wasn't with Avnei Shaim, elba Avnei HaChaychen, what we call Avnei Malun, the stones of the Chaychen, the breastplate. The Avgav Dam of Gemara, although it says in the Gemara, Bikshim in Abon le'Ephod, they want the stones for the Ephod, which is the two stones on the top. Yes, we could say, Kivin Shachaychen Mechubal le'Ephod, since the Chaychen is connected to the apron of the Ephod, cover the Ephod, so it's called the Ephod. Chemash B'Sham and the Peah, so it's something from Shami and Peah. The Ma'isa High of the Dam ben Nesina, it brings the story of Dam ben Nesina, Gabi Pam Achas of the Yeshvim and Binyamin, that they lost that stone of Yeshvim, of Binyamin. And therefore, it's for the Chayshim. V'alchi Baruch HaChad, that's what the Gemara is asking here. V'alchisiv Avni Meluim, it says, Vi Avni Meluim, where V'had Arve, Ubavni Meluim. Mia the Chesiv Vav Lidrish Bahu takes bound be Yekichu, and so that's what the Gemara is saying. We're not asking on the Avnei Shaim. You're right. That but the Avnei Malum that we're talking about. So that's the question. That has a Vav. Now it also makes sense. Ahi the Perakam of the Shavuos Tabiyonim and Avnei keeping the Chesiv Besar Besukas. Yeah, name it. You should say the Bahu Mar Bikra. That one Sukas should be included, but not Yom Kippurim and Shavuos. Now Rabbi Nachman Agaris, his gears actually is Avnei Hada Arve. It says Va'avne that's going and mixing back. Actually, B'koyah Hu Deparsha V'Yakla. It's actually going on a different pasuk. The Siv where it says there in Shemais Lama Hey Kuchumi Itchem Truma Uksiv, and it says Va'avne Shayim Va'avne Meluim Hakol B'Vavim. There it says all with Vav is B'Loishem Hefsek, and therefore it could even be going on the Avne Shayim, and that's what the Gemara's question was. When it says about the beginning of Rabbi Lazar Lechash Lavia, really about Tanya, but we learn the Raisa Amalei B'Hulu. So it says the truth is a much like Shuye. The Gemara could have asked Ma'hi De'Bechein How Your Belaz The Paisel B'Chol Karbanos, where he clearly says his invalidation of all karbanos. Amachayish Larvi. Obviously, he is confirmed Pesadami because the Rib Shila Ten Beishila doesn't apply by other karbanos. It's just the Gemara preferred to bring that, from that story that we're discussing. It says why aren't we concerned that maybe the mother was sodomized? So it says Hotelay Park. Why doesn't the Gemara ask Dilma Ola Oil Al Ima? What forget about Revia. Why don't you say that maybe a load was put on the mother? And therefore, Vehiva Ima Naso El. So it comes that the mother and the fetus carried the yoke. No. If that's the case, La'ashkan Parah, you don't have a cow, Shalla Allah, Oil Al Ima. I mean, you never have a mother that didn't have a yoke. Not Mishnah Behija Parah, Allah Zacha Psula. If a male mounts on it, it disqualifies. It's obviously the mother does not have this psul to carry over to the fetus, because then every fetus would be having this psul of oil. It says, "Mad b'gid mar b'tani Allah," because that's how baby's born. Tani Allah, we're learning that Blaz Aisa b'chulu. So it says, "Lav davka kol b'sul mukay." It's not necessarily that whatever the Tanakam was saying, Rabbi Blazer goes and saying they're all forbidden. G'dohar esnan pasul gabe mizbeach, because the esnan zayin is pasul for the mizbeach to take from the services of a harlot. B'min b'mruben the Gemara says, "But becoming of samachvam enough the bein b'sham b'sil v'ladish al esnan b'tarim." So it's not everything that the mother has that the baby's going to have. Because that's not Zayna, which is one of the things Tanakh Kama says forbidden. The Rebbe Elazar wouldn't hold, because no one holds, that the baby will have that problem. But Al Kapanim, Rebbe Elazar is saying, at least for this, that he's saying what the mother has will be problematic for the blood. Now he says, the words of Gemara Yisrael, the Jewish people would safeguard the mother from when the baby was already formed. Tema says, Taisa, it's a wonder, because La'av Nami, what about the father of the Paraduma? Why don't they have to safeguard him? Because Alib Rebbe Elazar, we're going like Rebbe Elazar, this lady that he holds, which is brought later on to Bem Tasman Al, Psachim Nav Chavav Chavzayim. Zebrezeg Goyim Oser, when you have two causations of something, which every baby has a mother and a father, that if one of them is problematic, it's forbidden. So what about the father? V'yashem, we can say, keeping the Tema, since the reason is, the Omar Nami, Eina Elim Shem Debazi Milsa, the whole reason why it's forbidden is because it's degrading. Can Amrin B'Saif Tamura on the Flaman Bambay. So my high time for that reason, Amrin, we say the near Bukashen Chulun, that's why if the mother was sodomized when it was unconsecrated return, then the fetus is permitted. Could the Kibin the Ishtanu, since there was a change, Lebazi Mils is not so degrading. So Achanamis, it says here also, B'Nir Av, when the father was sodomized, Leminkra, it's not so recognizable. Lebazi Mils and Nibbet, not so degrading, because the mother, you see that the baby's being born, but the father's not such a, he's more of a silent partner, and therefore, even if the father was sodomized, that wouldn't carry over to the child.